Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spads Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spads will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spads Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spads Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we visited Murondoy, Sergeant Murray stopped by to talk with John, but was coldly treated. At the gym, Denzel told Maurice he needs to change his attitude. Alonzo called Manisha and apologized for what he had done to her life, asking for a second chance, but she told him it was over between them. We now join a meeting of the men's group.
All right, okay. Gentlemen. Okay. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The Murondoy men's group meeting is called to order. James, you can take the lead.
Sure, Sonny. Notice we have a few new faces. Look, before we ask them to introduce themselves, let's stand for the National Pledge. All right, gentlemen. I pledge myself
to honor always the flag of Guyana and to be loyal to my country.
Mr. Maurice, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, you've indicated that you want to share, so the floor is yours.
Well, what can I say? Look, I don't want to offend anybody, but initially I thought the idea of a men's group was a bit retarded.
Okay, gentlemen. All right. Gentlemen, this is a judgment-free zone, and so we are free to share our honest thoughts. Maybe Mr. Morris would like to elaborate on what he means.
The idea of a bunch of men sitting around, sharing their feelings, getting us off, that was never me.
Okay.
I learned that men didn't speak about their problems. We kept them to ourselves because we were strong and we could figure things out on our own.
Can I interject?
Yeah, sure, Sonny.
You see, that is the root of our problems as men. The fact that some, or I would say most of us, are socialized to internalize our feelings.
That's true.
Listen. It's not healthy for anyone to bottle up their feelings. As men, we got to talk.
Sometimes that is easier said than done, though. We men are taught that we shouldn't show signs of weaknesses. On the other hand, when we decide to be vulnerable, we are disrespected, and often by the women in our lives.
Look, gentlemen, when we form groups like this, part of the intention is to break down these stereotypical expectations of men.
This thing about being tough and not showing weakness and speaking out, manifesting all these negative behaviors, it's one of the reasons we have all this gender-based violence in the society.
Exactly. Look, y'all know my story. I used to beat my wife back in the days. When I think back now, was a combination of alcohol. You know, feeling this pressure to be in control of everything, including my wife. Fear of failure.
It's like you, son, yes. I felt, and I still do feel, the need to be in control. Any hint of disrespect coming from anyone sends me off. And unfortunately, my wife, well, my ex-wife, I mean, she has faced the brunt of it.
Unfortunately, we often hurt the woman in our lives, and most times, it has nothing to do with anything that they have done, but our internal struggles, our inability to control our...
Yeah, we agree. Well, you know, my problem was being unfaithful, and you know, people have all sorts of thoughts about monogamy.
Monogamy works if you want it to work. Any marriage or any intimate partner relationship, you have to put in the work. Now you got cell phones. We got the internet. It is easy to go out there. But you know what I always keep in mind? I gonna go out there and have my little fun. But who is the woman who has been my backbone? My wife!
I think people can outgrow each other. Because if you're in a relationship with a woman you resent, you're just there maybe for the children, or because you must keep up appearances, or your money is tied together, or something like that. It can become toxic.
And that's one thing we really need to talk about. Choosing to remain in a toxic marriage or relationship just to keep up appearances only does more harm than good. Some people think that to get a divorce is a shameful thing. Sometimes it's the best thing.
Fazina and I did get a divorce, and now engaging in this conversation, I can see that perhaps it was the best thing. I mean, we recently tried again, and I basically returned to my old ways.
It's all right, my brother. Take your time.
I must admit, I agreed to go to counseling with Zina just because I wanted to keep her in my life. But I do realize I have a problem. I need to work on myself. I do need help.
All right, brother.
I have to make an effort to make some changes. Not only for me, but to at least maintain a cordial relationship with my wife, my ex-wife and children.
We bring the radio to the streets and the streets to the radio.
Vibes!
John, I got men's group meeting going on right now. Why you don't go?
For what, Coretta?
It's a good place for men to talk the feelings.
So you send the one Sergeant Murray for talk to me?
Me?
Hey, don't pretend like you don't know what I'm talking about.
Look, let me switch the topic. Since the year start, I see you making no move and we starting with business. If I bother with you, all the early money gonna go to everybody else and we gonna left way behind. The people don't say, at some point, Guyana could have as many as 12 FPSOs. 12, John! And producing up to 1.5 million barrels a day. But no, you dragging your foot like you got elephantitis.
If you so want to make oil money, why you don't go to ExxonMobil and ask them to employ you?
Father God, hold my tongue from what I want to tell this man who you sent to me and tell me is my husband.
You see, this is the kind of nonsense I just can't take.
God knows I wish I was a younger woman. I wish I could have just go and do some IELTS course at the university and qualify for work with ExxonMobil. But no, instead I'd here waiting for a pagly man like you who ain't seems to have no ambition.
You know, you're looking for a story with me, you know.
I ain't looking for no story with you. You promised me certain things, John, and you're not living up to it.
I tell you, I'm gonna do things in my own time. Now when you want me to do it, when I'm ready.
all we guys supposed to benefit from the aisle. But I am not a person who just want to sit down and wait for handout. I changing my whole thinking when it comes to certain things, and I need a man who gonna stand with me.
Everything is a speech with you, just making me life miserable.
ExxonMobil is not just people sitting in front of computers or working upon the FPSO. It's all kind of people they does employ. And maybe I could fit in somewhere. I gonna go and get the information on how to qualify myself to fit in somewhere.
Well, good. Meanwhile, I can start my craft shop by myself.
And where you gonna be living?
What you mean where I gonna be living, eh? Me and you ain't standing in a house right now?
No, John. This is me house. You come to Marundai with nothing, and I see you unmarried you. And you're living by me. And you can't continue to treat me like a dog while living in me house.
We is husband and wife, and this is a joint property. If you think you're gonna put me out of here, you's a mad woman.
Wait, you ain't gonna move out of me house?
I not going anywhere. Matter of fact, if you bother me, I gonna dash you out.
Well, look at me cross is here today. You need to stop drinking.
Come
here. John, leave me alone.
Hey. If you don't shut your mouth, you ain't gonna sleep in this house with me tonight.
I want to see you put me things outside this house.
Oh, you want to see? All right, watch.
John, what you doing? John, left my clothes alone!
Hey, move out my way, man!
John, don't throw my clothes out the window!
Hey, I said move out my way, woman!
Oh, John, you're not the first me down!
Look, what only one set of start, doctor? I fell over this nonsense, man!
Please don't throw my things outside!
Hey, I'll put you out next!
Out of me own house, you just got you the mad one!
Hey! I'm running things here! I's the man in the house, and you don't play with me!
Hey, baby girl. Good night.
Good night, Sonny. How was the men's meeting?
Good, girl. Good. Really had some deep conversation tonight.
Well, done at the pint?
Yeah. They got a man from the name Maurice. He got a lot of work to do for himself. But me can see he's starting to really think about some things.
Well, they're good.
How about you reading?
Oh, me there here catch up on little ExxonMobil news. You know, every now and again, me just go and check up.
Me think every Guyanese need to follow what go on.
Well, Guyana's still young in this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. But more reason for we keep up to date so we can learn as the industry grow.
Me agree.
We been reading an article a couple weeks back with the president of ExxonMobil. What's name again, the man?
Alistair?
Yes, Alistair Routledge. The man said that it is important that Guyanese benefit from the aisle. Not just through the revenues the government get in, but from doing different projects all over the country.
Me glad them a think like that.
They got one gas to energy project that I plan for doing Region 3. That's supposed to help we pay less for electricity. Plus think about all them other business that have come out from that.
Aye, Sonny. Me really hope you and me live long enough to enjoy them benefits that have come from this aisle.
That me wish too.
Plus for see all of the grand picnic do go to, me hope Anil's son come from Canada and visit Abdi soon.
As so much years I've been a see Abdi grandson, girl.
At time Anil and Mala make another one.
Me not mind if them full up this house with grand picnic.
Well, I've still got one daughter, wanna make none yet.
At this age, you think Sunita gonna make any grand picnic? That girl enjoy she life in foreign.
She says she won't come this year, you know.
That gonna be nice for the whole family together. She, Anil's son, Anil, Mina, Mala. If Mrs. Sissy Shanta can come back, I mean me Sherry.
Yes, everybody. This pandemic show abe how precious life is, eh?
Yes, babes.
Hmm?
You know, when I'm in the inner men meeting today, me really think about everything me and you go through.
Well, yes, but abe make come true.
I never think that me can ever make up for how bad me used to beat you. When I've been young, baby.
Oh, Sonny, you know where you apologize to me?
You know, just talking with them men tonight like...
Art, Sonny, stop. You make one decision for change, and you change. That is the most important thing.
Yes, baby.
Look,
yes,
you show me that you love me, and me love you too.
I'll be happy. That's all that matter.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.